PSU football tight end Brian Leinhardt with us earlier this week, named a preseason All-American. How'd that feel, reading that and hearing that preseason All-American?
It's nice to hear. It's nice to get some recognition, you know, at the start of the year, you know, get some momentum going in the season. It definitely gives you something you need to prove, for sure. It steps up people's expectations for you throughout the year, I mean, even throughout practice.
Teams, I don't want to say kind of had you figured out last year, but your numbers were down a little bit. Do you take that as a challenge? Do you get mad about that? How do you react to something like that?
It's just where the game works. I mean, that's obviously they respect my ability to play, and that's almost a good thing for our team. It opens up our wide receivers. You know, other people's numbers went up. Our running game went up. You know, that's just it's part of the game. I mean, I'm supposed to. Hopefully, they can stop me. And that's just the way it's going to go. It's going to open up other receivers, and hopefully other people will get more yards.
Tight end is a very unique position. You have to learn pass routes and catch a lot of balls in practice, but you're also asked to block a lot. You're asked to move a lot as you're blocking. It's kind of an all-around position, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the funny thing is, I think about it, and I'm not good at anything. I'm just okay at everything. I don't have the best hands on the team. I'm not the fastest kid on the team. I'm not the best blocker on the team. But somehow, I mean, it's just you got to be able to bring all those attributes together to be okay at everything, and you end up being a good tight end.
If you're going out on a pass route and you know that you got a really quick D end lined up opposite you, how do you block enough but still get out into the route?
It's usually, you know, kind of having some faith in Lance, actually. I mean, the guy can run, so it's nice being able to have a mobile quarterback back there who can get around blocks and, you know, missed blocks, get around defenders, and who knows, you know, sometimes he turns things where he should be sacked into touchdowns.
This team is also very reliant on the screen game. That's quote-unquote easy to block because you don't block them, but it's a very difficult scheme to run, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely everybody needs to be in the right place at the right time, and, you know, when things don't match up, bad things can happen with screens. So that's definitely a thing we practice a lot because it's just timing of each person being in the right spot at the right time.
How is your life different now? The decision a couple years ago, no longer having a track program. You used to be a two-sport athlete here, and now you're able to devote all of your time to football.
It's different a little bit. I mean, I do definitely have more contact with the football team during those off-season training months, but you know, I still, even this last winter, I'd go in and do some track meets, which I really enjoy. And I don't know, I guess I'd say I have a little more free time. I definitely, those weekends get freed up from where we'd have track meets far away, get home late at night, leave early in the morning. So it's definitely freed up some time for me to focus more on football.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.